for two aging mid-level Hollywood celebrities who think a podcast is a good idea and who ask the eternal question to fill the hole in their soul. Did we do it? Here they are, Cage and Kevin!
It's funny that you, because I was thinking of how I'm such a beta. I'm not an alpha. You're an alpha. I'm a beta. I'm the second guy in a two-man group. I'm a sidekick. I'm the other guy, man. That's who I am. And you know what? It's about time I learned my role, Kevin. It's about time I learned my role.
But it was my kind of understanding that that you're not necessarily the other guy, which is why you've created so many side projects in your life.
But the side projects are just desperate Hail Marys for some kind of cred. No, it's all came to me today. That's why I'm so glad we're doing the podcast. No, these side projects are just they're just beacons. Please, I have value.
Right, but I think it's less about maybe having value for you and also just having some sort of artistic, creative autonomy.
I'm actually busy.
How are you, buddy? Listen, this is our fourth attempt at it. I think is your microphone a little low, or is it?
No, I know. What's happening? It keeps going down. Why is that?
Did we?
We don't know if this is our fourth podcast. You refuse to.
Did we do
this
it?
This is a workshop.
You know what, Kyle? They thought we could and said we shouldn't, but we really did it.
Did we decide if we can sing at the same time? Did we cross that Rubicon?
We tried to do it with, hello, I love you.
Don't you?
Tell me your name.
You know, I was thinking, you're right. I think we do the same podcast every time. And now I'm gonna lose some bread.
Now you're brand new. Here's the thing. Hey, Kyle, how you doing? It's Bobby De Niro. We are doing the same exact podcast. However, today is different, Kyle. Today,
why is that, Kevin?
In the experiment / preseason / beta testing / did we do it / we're not really sure if we even like doing podcasts, we are bringing in a third.
Now you're just airing dirty laundry.
we're bringing, not that, I mean, I love podcasts. I'm saying, do we like being a host?
Oh, I know you love podcasts. That's already been.
We've chosen a guest, though, that we will have complete control over. Should we wait to reveal the guest, or should we do a little preface?
No, nobody knows. Nobody knows, Evan. Nobody knows who's who.
Well, I mean, more people than you think.
Is he watching in the green room right now? No, Evan is our friend, and he's an actor.
Yeah.
But he's a quintessential character actor.
He's quite prolific. I mean,
he's the guy that I've seen some of his credit. Are you the guy that did the thing? What's his best known? I'm going to say Mad Men.
He was in the very last episode of Mad Men.
Summed up the entire series, is basically.
He's a child actor. It's Your Move. Do you remember that one with Bateman? He was on Move with Bateman, your buddy Bateman.
We gotta get
he was
some
on
Bateman's
Silver
Stories.
Spoons. He was on Growing Pains for 6 episodes.
No,
with the very controversial Kirk Cameron. He was on Just the 10 of Us for 18 episodes. What do you think of this Kirk Cameron, by the way? Are you up to date on the...
I think he went full, and I think he went into that sort of evangelistic Christian. He wants to save you. He wants to save everybody. And I think he got pretty hardcore. I don't remember being a huge fan at any point, though.
Well, that's not surprising, but
I don't like it.
Because it's
watching MTV because I know 60-year-old old white guy parking it in the couch watching MTV. But that's what I do because I'm in the music business, Kevin. I've got
you like to keep
up
your finger on the pulse, Kyle.
I do this
Kyle,
thing
it's Michael Green. Are you keeping your finger on the pulse?
Michael, you haven't called in so long.
Listen, Kyle.
Do you have an audition?
We're checking in. We got a call. They're looking for someone to play Lindsay Buckingham.
Oh, my gosh.
In the Fleetwood Mac movie.
Well, you know, Michael, I've put on a few pounds. I don't know if I could quite.
I haven't seen you in a while. The headshot I have for you. Barbara, yeah. What year is the headshot?
Is Barbara still there? Say hello, will you? Babs,
Kyle her. Says hello.
I know.
The headshot is from 1988, Kyle. How?
I wasn't even signed with you yet.
How far have you strayed from that look? Because here you look exactly like Lindsay Buckingham.
I like
you know what, Kyle? Yeah, you do your thing. Let them come to you. See.
I'm in.
So you're watching MTV, yes.
And I try to find, I'm honestly looking for good songs. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm fascinated by how music has gone to a place I don't really understand.
Right.
It seems very processed. Now, of course, it's MTV, so I'm not like getting a, I guess that's for the kids, and they're trying to sell the pop. But still.
Have you checked out this band, the Black Pumas? Are you familiar with the Black Pumas? They were two guys that were in other bands, one of whom worked with Prince, was mentored by Prince, got together for South by Southwest in 2018, I'm going to say, and they were nominated literally 4 months later, Best New Artist, and now they've been nominated for multiple Grammys for that same album.
But what's their best song? What about Black Moon Rising? Is that like, there's a bad moon on the rise? Yeah, kind of old school.
Yeah, they've got, that's the thing, they've got kind of an old school R&B vibe mixed with a new aesthetic, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, if all art is reinventing from what's happened in the past.
Well, you know what Schiller once said, the great writer Schiller, well, there are only seven stories, Kyle. There are only seven stories, and we keep repeating them.
What story are we telling?
We're telling the story of two deeply lonely, insecure men.
Who bought mics. I mean, that's what happened.
My mic was
I didn't even buy mine. I did John Spiker. How you doing, Johnny?
Hey, Johnny. All right, listen, should we bring in the, should we call the guest?
It's time to bring him in.
Yes, an old friend and actor named Evan Arnold. Now, a lot of people may not know the name, but you know the face, Kyle. He's an everyman. Evan and I met in the theater with my theater company, Buffalo Nights. Well, actually, we met at a young age, which we'll get into, but we cemented our friendship on the boards, as they say. He was recently in a movie called Ford v. Ferrari with Christian Bale.
I love him.
Yeah.
Did he get mad and throw stuff during?
He did.
Oh, he slipped into his accent? Yeah.
I'm trying to work here. He's on the phone in light stand. What is it though?
He actually
called. What if I was working in your light stand?
Christian Bale called the guy out like, "You're in my eye line, Frank. You're in my eye line, Frank."
If I was doing it, all the thing, and you were doing, would I do that?
Well, in Frank's defense, I'm not sure if that's his name. You know, listen, yeah, they're working Frank. Too. They're working too. I will say I don't like it when a crew member is perhaps eating, you know, in your eye line or doing something that is not related to working on the project. It is distracting.
You catch more flies with honey, Kevin.
Well, I don't react like Christian does. What you're supposed to do is mention it to the AD. Hey, can you ask, you know, Frank to maybe.
Yeah. And then, yeah, you don't want to be the bad guy. That's just good, good form.
Evan was also in Sam Raimi's Spider-Man in 2002. What? That's right. No. He had a pretty good part in that. He was in the movie Garfield, the live action Garfield about the animated character, had a great part in that. He's been in the television show Lucifer, 911 Lone Star, Dave the fantastic comedy on FX. What, he was also in
Kevin Klein playing the president. And
no, Jewish rapper named Dave.
I love them. Oh, my favorite show.
You love it.
Can
he
we
was
get
in
Dave
Veep.
On here?
Oh, God, that'd be great. Let's ask Evan. He was in Veep. He played the reporter in 3 episodes. He was in Lucifer, show on Netflix.
You know what I call that? You know what I call Evan? A working actor.
Master of Sex, the Showtime series.
Oh, that was...
He was in The Client List, Suburgatory for 10 episodes in 2011.
How did one man do all of this? This
Bones,
incredible.
The Forgotten. I was on The Forgotten. I was on Kingdom as well. We've crossed paths. He was on on Alias with me. Did an episode of Alias. Man. The West Wing for 10 episodes. So anyway.
The West Wing.
He's a working actor.
Yeah. He is I'm going to say he's a working actor.
He's a great friend, and he's going to talk about what it's like being a working actor in Hollywood. Stage, screen, and film. Should we bring him in?
Where is he? Oh, well, hold on. Evan! Evan, are you back there? Yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
He's eating snacks in the green room.
Yeah.
We are adding somebody to the call, ladies and gentlemen.
I got so nervous all of a sudden.
Yeah, I've never done Zoom on the iPhone before.
No, so hang that up. Just hang it up. Leave the meeting.
I'm just, I literally have never done it on the iPhone. I don't even see where, there's leave.
What the hell do we do? It's already been disaster with our guest.
Well, was it technical?
It's technical. I hear he is again. All right. We gotta pretend to be surprised again. We have to pretend to be surprised.
What are we taking?
Let's take
what?
Two.
Hey! Oh man!
Look, there he is.
Now, why do we have to pretend to be surprised?
Because we've already done it once. Have you ever been on a podcast before, Evan?
Yeah, The West Wing Weekly. I just did it on my phone up to my face like that with Rishi Keshirwe, who's doing Song Exploder right now.
Yeah, I like Song Exploder.
I emailed him right after I saw the REM one and said, great job. And he said, thanks, man.
Isn't it great when you email or text somebody of, you know, a certain Hollywood stature, just some congrats, and then they give you love back? It's so exciting. We connected with my friend.
I just thought I absolutely got that acknowledgement and rush. Like, you still acknowledge that you know me.
I'm sorry, I didn't listen to it. But what was the West Wing Weekly? Is it a weekly podcast about each? Are they going through each episode? That show was on for
7 seasons. They did it already. It's done. They did a live season finale downtown at the Ace Hotel, where I assume maybe, Kyle, you've played before or just seen good shows.
I must have. Yeah, that sounds familiar.
It's a cool venue.
The Ace. There's a lobby. I think
Ace
I went
is
to
the place.
Remember, Kyle? We went to the
Broadway
Base.
We went to the. By the way, Evan constantly tells me he goes to Ace Hardware in the Valley.
I saw Ice Cube, O'Shea, your old Taft High School buddy.
I don't know where you're
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware man. Does everyone have that jingle across the world? Or is that just LA, California?
It's probably California. It. But don't you remember we went to see the comedy festival there at the Ace Hotel?
No, I don't remember.
Downtown. Yes.
It was really nice that Josh Molina and Rishi had me on the show. I did 10 episodes over the last 2 seasons, 6 and 7, not the Aaron Sorkin time.
But now why would he left the show? I mean, it was his show with that snappy dialogue that we
they addressed that a little bit on an episode and a half of the West Wing Weekly. Why are we talking about other podcasts? This is the podcast.
Come on.
Thank you.
Bringing it home.
Kyle and Kev.
Kyle and Prince.
Evan and I are both from the San Fernando Valley. I met Evan. We didn't actually officially meet. I was doing, did you ever do a speech and debate?
All I know that is Evan apparently went to school with the mayor, and that's just so strange. True, is that true?
That is true. I just did a virtual game night with the mayor and other members of our foursome posse just the other night.
Now, wait a minute. I've got to get into this. Now, what age did you meet Eric?
12, 13.
And he was just a dude in school.
Just a dude in school.
Now I have to ask, did he run for like class president?
Well, I don't remember before senior year. Senior year, he became one of the prefects, which means like student body representative. So right. That was open to senior.
All right. So he was, but you got that vibe like, wait, this guy, he's going straight to Arrow. Who's going official? He's going into public service. He's going to be.
Oh, this guy wants to be president.
Oh yeah, Mayor Tom Bradley came to our school, and I know that really moved Eric. And his dad was the DA of LA. And
man,
it's just such a wacky. Now it's not like you went to school with Obama or something, but still, the mayor of Los Angeles is pretty huge.
I was participating in this speech and debate competition, and there were judges that they brought in from surrounding schools, and I'm about to perform, and I look and I'm like, this big moon face in front of me guy is smiling like a beautiful moon, and I'm like, I know this beautiful moon face.
Was I waxing?
You're waning.
I know this guy.
It does beg the question.
I know this guy. I've seen this guy on television. They brought in a celebrity to. This is high end competition. Mm. We've got a celebrity judge. What show had you been on? Was it just the 10 of us at that point? Because that must have been if I was in high school. That was 19.
At that point, I had probably done a little growing pains, and not to forget, you know, now, my Evan, Facts of Life and Silver Spoons.
Evan, I can't believe you were on Facts of Life.
He was on the Akaja.
What are the odds?
I want to know the stats on, and you must have looked, of child actors that don't snap their trolley wire,
become drug
crazy
addicts
under the bridge, and actually.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner.
Did you work with Ketus?
Sometimes I feel like my only friend.
Did you have horribly abusive stage parents that made you do this?
No. So my dad was one of the top assistant directors for film in the world.
Well, nepotism.
Actually, Kyle is familiar with your dad because Kyle was in one of the movies. Your dad was the AD on The Godfather, right?
Godfather 2.
Yeah, Kyle was in that.
Of course.
You were only in one. Don Corleone was only in one.
Oh my God. I can't do anything else.
Okay. How old were, and what was your first gig? I got to get to the bottom.
My first gig might have been
Facts Alive.
I did a weird horror movie called Monster in the Closet, but I think either It's Your Move or Facts of Life was one of my first TV gigs. Although
It's Your Move with, Jason Bateman,
yes, who I saw again playing poker at your apartment, Kyle, a number of years ago.
On my gram?
I know. God.
No, he was at the...
He was at your apartment.
Not on the gram. Evan was there at the game. That was when Evan went into pot prison.
Yeah.
Evan
We lost to pot prison at the game?
After Evan ate a brownie that was a little strong. And he looked over and he was laying on the massage table.
Listeners, we are referencing my famous Hollywood poker game, which Evan was dubbed the Clown Prince of poker.
AKA, I don't want to name drop, Kyle, but that was a golden age of your game. We had Bateman, we had Sean Hayes.
Names are dropping.
For those just listening, there is a placard that you put on your desk, Chip Madness, the Clown Prince of Poker. And there's a picture of Evan and me at the Hello Ladies premiere. in 2013, the Stephen Merchant HBO show. Look at that. Look at that. Wait, here's another one.
No, there's come on.
Brian Kite, Jeff Maynard, and Evan has taken his shirt off.
Is that your theater group, the Buffalo Knights?
I had them all come to the premiere because that's what I needed. My posse, I needed my entourage.
Now, who was the core? We're going now. We're jumping around here, but I got it.
Wait. Before we get to that, I do have a question though. How did you get your first job? Like, how did you get an agent in Encino in 1984?
We already said it's never.
Was it your dad?
He's in the biz. He's hooked up. He just like makes a call and.
Yeah, of course. It was just that simple. My dad called up the industry. And
called
said,
up the mayor of show business and said,
"Yeah, beep, no, boop, you know, when you were a kid, when you were a tyke in this town, it's easy to get an agent because they're just like, oh, we don't expect you to have a resume yet."
And the turnover, it's like they get older in 5 minutes.
So someone told me, like, my parents didn't want me to do acting. They said, "Don't do that."
Of course.
And I said, "Could I try for a year?" They're like, "Okay, a year maximum. That's it." And like a year
How
to the day,
you?
I got my first job, and then they let
Seven?
Me continue. I started when I was trying to do it when I was 12. I got my first job when I was 13. When I started, there were kids so like bad. Scooter who had a, you know, page and a half long resume already, and I had nothing but my something in the middle of "Oh, cereal that make you say oh oh." You take the good, you take the bad, you take them all, and there you have the facts of life.
Yes, but did you stop acting to go to Berkeley and they forget it, I'm not doing Hollywood anymore. Were you a theater major at Berkeley?
No, I majored in econ.
Yeah, you're
economics. Smarty. You're saying, you know what, acting, schmacting, I got to figure out what to do.
Well, I just didn't want to blow all my money, you know, from all the gigs on
right, you were saying, yeah,
cocaine
stacks
at all,
cocaine,
and it's worked out good because now
Evan is kind of my consigliere in matters of finance, real estate, stock market. We do discuss. Cut 2 years later, I started a theater company at UCLA called Buffalo Knights Theater Company with a chair, Brian Kite, and
all by yourself,
Michael
Gorge. You started this theater company?
Well, I was one of the core founding members, Brian, me.
So Evan Michael wasn't Corgan, a core.
Steve Chabon, Marco
Steve
Sanchez.
Steve Chabon, Marco Sanchez.
Ethan Lipton.
Oh, Gibson Frazier, Ethan Lipton. We did Ethan's play. How did you get involved in this theater company is what I'm asking.
So I'd met Jeff Maynard during high school days, probably auditioning, I think it was. And we also had another mutual friend, Mark Zachary. And it just came to light that you guys were doing a play, and I don't know if it was Incident in Vichy. Probably.
Yeah, we needed some smaller parts. Yes.
We needed an extra Jew to be persecuted.
But there was a thing that we were afraid you were going to fuck up the lines every night. You had a weird...
But you weren't afraid. You noticed that I fucked up the lines
every night. Evan had like three lines.
What?
Yes.
What gives?
Well, I was a professional actor who was used to state-of-the-art lavaliers and boom mics.
Oh, okay.
And this idea,
you had never done theater.
The idea of projecting, having to project for a theater audience, way beneath me.
It's true. You were the mumblecore before mumblecore. There was a lot of mumbling.
About 20 years too early.
Wow. For me. So you went into the theater, from the pro ranks. So theater was kind of like the odd.
Well, you know, I was dipping my toe back in because I hadn't acted for a few years because I went up to Berkeley and I just didn't do anything. Acting wise, and then I came back to town.
Guess who's back? Evan's back.
There was another great theater story I'd like to tell about Evan. We were doing a play called Crazy Drunk.
We'll be the judge.
It's true. You never start a story with "this is a great or funny story." It's a death knell. But we were doing
Evan
Crazy.
Evan was wonderful as Griffith J. Griffith.
Thank you. The guy who donated Griffith Park to the city of LA after shooting his wife in the eye in the trial of the century. She survived. He was a big alcoholic, hence the title, Crazy Drunk. But we were having tech rehearsal, and I got my beautiful coffee from Pete's Coffee, Kyle, my delicious 16-ounce coffee. It was at the John Anson Ford Theater, right? So it was a big show for us, for Buffalo Knights, and it was like a long day of tech. I got my coffee. I had my newspaper, getting ready for the day. And Evan came over doing some sort of jackass dance and spilled
coffee.
Spilled my coffee. So I lost the coffee and the newspaper ruined. So did I make you go and get me another coffee and newspaper? I think I did.
Probably.
I apologize.
That was the play that you were doing Alias, and I remember Bradley came, and he was there with some
Bradley gorgeous Cooper.
Yeah. And he said, damn, Evan Arnold is so good, I demand that he come do a day on Alias.
Sir, I believe I was the one who touted your talents for the...
No, April Webster said, I don't like this guy. I don't want to hire him. And Bradley said,
April Webster,
listen to me, put him on for a day.
The question is, will you be a part of the reboot? When we do the reboot of Alias, will we bring in...
SD6, right?
What was your character name?
I just know my character was well hung. I can't remember the name.
Your character's name was David. You did an episode in 2003.
What? I had a name?
One episode. And it was directed by... Was do you remember who directed that?
I'd assume Anson Williams.
It's going to be on the quiz, too.
No. Don't you remember? I remember being there.
I'm going to say Ron Howard.
Alex Kurtzman.
Oh.
Alex Kurtzman.
Kurtzman?
Yes, Kurtzman and Orsi. I can't believe you don't remember that.
Is he back to just Kurtzman?
I remember. I think I tried to tell him at some point. No, he's going to be great. It'll be great.
And then they blew up.
Your first take was a little big. You settled it.
They thought no one could do a better job than me, so they blew up that whole organization, right?
Yes. All the vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts. Now I'm free. You squirted hand lotion when I was talking to John Riley, and who was the other person? John
we
C.
Riley. St. Nick's Pub, and Saint Nick's Pub. Hanging with John C. Riley.
Yes.
And Kevin Wiseman.
Yes. And we were standing in a circle, and I had just bought some new shoes, and you had lotion in your pocket, and you squirted them all over my shoes. Was there a joke?
In Tenacious D at the Actors Gang, I thought you always have to have a bottle of Jergens on you to spray at opportune moments.
I remember John Riley just laughing hysterically, looking at you like you're the biggest idiot I've ever seen.
And then
was it a doff of the cap to say?
It might have been a doff of the cap. Awesome. I might have overreacted as I tend to do. But I say this with love, Evan. We love you.
What was your first time ever seeing the D? Because I'm remembering my first time seeing Kyle get lotion all over him and spray it all over Jack.
That was the same show, the Actors Gang.
I mean, that blew me away.
Yeah, so we were already friends there. We were already doing Buffalo Nights. So that was 94. Wow.
Where does that come 95. To the canon? Because we had been supporters. We saw Peer Gynt and other plays there. But was that Lotion Spray show one of the first super
public? That was the first long form show we'd ever done. We just done kind of some club, part of a bit for another show, you know. But we thought, what if we put all our bits together in one long show? And then we'll be something. It was very exciting. We were thinking about putting out our own. Did you have a demo, a Tenacious DMO? It was like a cassette tape with four songs on it.
I don't know if I got it.
Tried to give them.
I have one of those, somewhere. I don't know where, but I think I have one. I also have the original Trainwreck recording.
That is worthless now.
Actually, if it was worth something... At some point, it has decreased in value. For those who don't know, Evan was in the final episode of one of the greatest television shows of all time.
He wasn't just in the final episode. He summed up the entire series.
You have Breaking Bad, you have Mad Men. I'm going to throw in Alias, but... you have maybe Better Call Saul. You've got The Wire. You've got The Shield. Help me out here. What are the other shows?
I wasn't on any of those shows. Why are you talking about those?
I know. Why are we?
Although you were on Breaking Bad, Kevin. You were very.
I was on Better Call Saul. The reason why I'm talking about those is I'm putting Mad Men in the canon of great shows of the 21st century.
How'd you get that part, Evan?
That was a situation where Laura Schiff, the casting director, already knew me from West Wing, brought me in a couple times, didn't get those other roles. Last episode, last shot to get a part on Mad Men. I did it. I was first up. I was in and out. I did the audition. I said, if you don't have any notes, can I go? He said, okay, you can go. I kind of rushed him and just got out of there. I thought I did a good job and boom.
I like that. Most actors are so desperado and want the feedback and notes right away. You went Jedi mind trick opposite, like, good, I'm out.
He's known for giving very specific notes. He gives notes each audition.
Yeah.
You don't get the role, he offers you a Jolly Rancher and kicks you out. That's basically it.
Did Laura say anything to you on the way out? Like give you a little side thumbs up?
No, she and Carrie Audino thought I was being a little audacious. Is that the right word in this context? Mm. To just kind of say, like, if you don't have a note, I'd like to go. Like, I could see the eyes get bigger behind the camera. Like, what are you saying? This is not
to the king. You don't speak to the king that way, Evan.
Now, where did you have to go? Where were you going?
I was going all the way to Santa Monica. This was downtown at LA Center Studios.
Yeah, yeah.
My kid was doing a recital.
Right. Yeah. Had to get
a move on. So I think Kyle asked you where you shot.
That's
LA Center.
It was up in gorgeous Monterey. They put us up for a couple days.
Oh, that's right.
Little weather buffer day.
And yeah, it looked like they were pulling out all the stops. That's why I asked.
It was flipping. It was gorgeous, living. And it's fun being on location. You always feel.
Oh yeah, it's camp.
I feel like I'm at camp. Actors camp. Exactly, yeah, yeah. Actors camp. Totally.
How was John to work with? That was a big moment for his character as well. He had to break down and cry. We hadn't seen Don Draper have expressed that much emotion.
Yeah, it wasn't written into the script like that at all. He just saw me do it take after take, and he just started crying. And Matt's like, "Let's use him."
Wow!
I brought him to tears.
You brought the hamster,
and he's like, "I just want to hug this guy." Wow. And I'm like, "Just kneel down here. Come to me and hug me."
Yeah,
I'm not gonna step up for you. You know, it's a status thing. I got to show that I.
By the way, just for those who want to know, this was pre-COVID, so the hug was. It was pre-Pando.
No, but he came over yesterday. We go bareback hugging all the time.
So. You guys reenact your moment from Mad Men. This is something that I'm curious about. Did they do your coverage first, obviously, and then he saw you crying? And was that John's? I wonder if he always wanted to kind of go do his coverage, because most number ones on shows want to do their coverage first, I've noticed.
I think I might have been first.
Yeah.
And it was with Brett Gelman, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was part of the scene, and my buddy Jeff Parise. Yeah, he was like the group coach.
Oh, yeah. Wow, so it's nice to have a couple homies there. Was there some cast hanging that night in the Big Sur Lodge or wherever you were staying? Or straight to the hotel room?
We all went to like some quasi-subterranean bar after everything was shot the last night. But John was sequestering himself on the location itself. The rest of us were up in a hotel and a shuttle, but stayed in actor zone until it was all done, and then everybody let loose at a bar.
Let's go. Okay, now you already know that they're giving up at that flow all day.
I used to beg to get blow J.
I'm overhead now.
Stowaway.
My team about that money though.
Did you see Kyle Evan in Dave on FX?
Dave Bird, Jewish rapper, Lil Dicky.
I really like that show.
Season finale of season one.
Oh, that's right.
Amazing episode of television. Yeah. It is fantastic.
It is really good.
He was the music executive, basically. The quintessential music exec. But you played it. I thought you played it nicely. You kind of played it right down the middle. You didn't make him a dick, but you didn't really make him pandering either. You kind of just, you did a little James Cagney. You just looked at him, said what you needed to say. I was impressed. You didn't do any mustache twirling.
Gata is doing an incredible, incredible job. And then Jeff Schaefer.
That guy's not an actor, the guy who plays Gata? Or he wasn't an actor?
He's done much quote-unquote acting before this.
Is that the hype guy?
Yeah, the hype man. He's
He's great. He was great.
Amazing stuff in this.
He's going another season, right?
It's shooting season two right now. You know, okay. Dave told me when we shot in New York, he's like, I think if I get a season two, I'm gonna write you in another episode and fire you. I was like, cool, I get another episode out of this. So far.
Yeah.
No, he meant he's gonna fire you as an actor and bring
fire you up.
Arnold creations is a little man from a small town in Arkansas named Cousin Buford. Cousin, is Cousin Buford here? Is
could
Cousin
you do it? Could you do it as inside the actor studio?
Cousin Buford.
Now, there. Cousin Buford, are you there? When God meets you at the pearly gates, Cousin Buford. What do you hope that he says?
Your favorite cuss word.
That I had a sex with enough of my cousins?
What is your favorite curse word, Cousin Buford?
In the butt?
What is your least favorite curse word, Cousin Buford?
Out of the butt!
That does, there's a certain logic to that.
What sound do you dislike the most?
The way the word condom sounds.
What sound do you love the most?
The ripping off sound of the condom.
Yeah, don't you remember when Kiefer Sutherland was being, what sound do you love the most? Mm. Something about this, I think it's guitar. What sound do you dislike the most? And then it was TV in the other room. What is your favorite word? Gravitas. Cousin Buford, what is your favorite word?
Propinquity.
Wow. So Cousin Buford. Word? Kyle, can you explain who Cousin Buford was in the
we had a band. We still do have a band called Trainwreck. That Kevin, you were the original drummer, I think.
That's right. Kenny Bob Thornton. Mm-hmm.
And we would gig and this guy would show up in his just skivvies.
In his skivvies.
I think he had a certain song that he would jump on stage and we couldn't control him, and he danced a dance of the penis going back and forth. Yeah,
well,
stole the show,
and it did stole the show. It was during kind of a it was Footloose. People know Footloose. We did a pretty badass cover of Footloose. Pretty badass cover of Footloose.
That might be an oxymoron.
A badass cover.
Badass cover. Footloose.
Ladies and gentlemen, the oxymoron. Evan, we are doing a Patreon as well.
We have three levels. If you could explain the levels.
$2 level, you get advanced notice when the episode comes out. Plus a little bonus footage.
That's it. You get to know when it comes out.
And a bonus footage. For $10 a month, that's $10. The next step. You get a lot of additional footage that we did not include in the first podcast, which, by the way, I probably didn't include it for a reason.
Well, you get a cassette tape of Audition with Kevin Weisberg.
That's right.
He breaks
it down. The key to Audition. The $30 level, what does that get you?
A date with Cousin Buford.
Yes.
See what I did there? I brought it all back. And that's the improvisational techniques you'll learn on the $20 Patreon.
That's the 2.5 level, 2.5 level. So you were in a pretty great movie that I saw at the DGA, part of that Screen Actors Guild screening we were talking about last week. Mm. And the crowd was enraptured by a little film starring Matthew Damon and Christian Bale, otherwise known as Bale.
Does he go by Matthew now? Damon?
I'm actually not sure. Well, I mean, when you're tight with him, you call him Matthew. Yeah. Old school friends.
Ford v. Ferrari.
Yes. Like, you just kind of have a timeless everyman quality. You can kind of fit into small town small town Buford or businessman, or you're kind of the everyman.
I think what you're saying is that Evan is a chameleon.
He's a chameleon.
He's able to...
I'm a chameleon. Thank you. But I'm not...
And yet you never change. You're always the same on screen, I've noticed. I watched a lot of your scenes, and it's like, I just you in the given circumstances. Like, wait, he's part of the president. Now he's...
And have we wished Kevin an early happy birthday?
What? Well, that's going to make it an evergreen. Which
I'm not
going to
give
about.
Out the date. Don't want to be too specific for your stalker fans.
Why not?
Yeah. Kevin...
Yeah,
Kevin is big, growing up.
Kevin's
all
grossed up
this year. It's a big one, you guys.
He's got a zero birthday around the corner.
He's got a zero.
It's a big one. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Evan, you were at my 30th and my 40th. 30th was at F2 on Farfalla. The famous Evan Coconut, my father, who may rest in peace, was hosted this fantastic party and. Got up and he had had a little wine and he's giving a toast and he's Kevin, I just want to say, you know, it's love you and happy birthday. And there was a pause and he kind of looked around the room and then he looked at Evan and he said, Evan Coconut, because I had started a children's birthday party business with Steve Chabon called the Coconut Brothers. And Steve moved to Berkeley, so I had Evan fill in, and it was Kevin Coconut and Evan Coconut, and we performed at my little sister's birthday, my dad's daughter, and you were forever branded as Evan Coconut. So, all right, so you worked on this movie.
I want to see Zach, though, the coconut. What was but what do you remember from the coconuts, Evan?
It's your day. Hey, Watanabe, it's your birthday.
It's your birthday. So we did like juggling. We did pies in the face. We dressed in a full.
You were clowning.
We were clowning. Yeah. We took a lot of the theater training and applied it to a children's party business. We
had footage.
Oh, yeah.
Can we roll that footage, Johnny?
Johnny,
can we go right to the footage?
Coconut Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, ho, ho.
Hey. Oh, I forgot about that.
And Evan was great because it's kind of like
Evan's great.
He was a great just buffoon out there. The kids loved him.
But I'm working on Ford versus Ferrari. Christian Bale's great. Matt Damon's great. He's being jazzy. He's improvising. It's loose. It's cool.
Who,
he's
Bale or Damon? Takes.
Christian Bale specifically in this in this moment, and I'm going with it, and it's all good.
Well, what kind of character are you playing? I'm playing
this officious official.
Yeah, like I said, you're good at
no to his car. Something's wrong with it. He gives me a little attitude. I don't like his attitude. I disqualify him. He gets up in my face.
He's doing the whole thing. Is he British in this one? Is he
Right. I remember.
I don't know if he was doing a Manchester accent or outside of that. It was like somehow a little different from his own British accent. Christian Bale's doing some different takes. And one time, he's being pretty playful. And one time, he does this take where it sounds like he's doing a Monty Python cast member doing a lady's voice. He goes up real high in the register and he's like, are you telling me? Because he's mocking me as an official. So, but he hadn't ever done a take anything like that. It was brilliantly funny. And I laughed. I tried to hold it and I laughed. Cut! James Mangold yelling, don't do that! Don't ever do that. You just stole the laughter from the audience. Oh. Do not break.
Wow. And then he gives you a lecture on why it's a bad idea. I love that added.
And so we did it again.
Did Christian say anything to you? Like,
no, he didn't say a thing. It was early on. This was the first week of filming.
Didn't have to.
And I think James Mangold wanted to protect Christian and let him know, I'm here for you. I'm going to let you do whatever you want to do and make sure the cast knows and the crew knows to respect what's going on. And it's not that I didn't respect it. It was just, it really threw me. It was great. And I wish there had been another show.
I have to tell my laughter story now. Can I tell my laughter story?
Wait, but didn't something happen later though where Mangold then apologized just to give him
a He didn't apologize, but I was kind of sitting near the Video Village tent and he saw me and he came up to me and he said, Oh, just so you know, you haven't worked with me before. We are all good. It's a great scene. We got great coverage. It's in the movie. It's great. I just wanted to make sure we stayed on track. And I was like, we're cool.
Yeah.
I totally got it.
Oh, yeah. You're a seasoned vet. And you know, you kind of fucked up in a way. I mean, you didn't want a break.
Yeah, but that was really extra cool of him to do that, because he didn't need to take care of me and my emotions. But he did. And it was really like going to film school, just watching how quickly he was talking with the crew and the actors and being very specific and explaining this shot and that shot.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Copland.
I want to hear Kyle's laughing story.
So, Lower Learning. I'm sure you've all seen it. Lower Learning. Anybody? All right. Nobody saw it.
iTunes. Let's get it on
Johnny,
iTunes.
If you could roll the clip from Lower Learning. I play this teacher, Decatur. And he just wants nothing but bad things for everybody. And I'm kind of a bad guy. I might be a janitor, actually. I might be a janitor lower on the food chain. Oh, no, I can't remember her name.
Jason Biggs?
Not Jason Biggs.
Rob Corddry, Will Sasso, Nat Faxon.
Marilyn Monroe.
The female lead.
I'm looking at the cast.
Donna Reed.
Oh, Eva Longoria.
Eva Longoria.
Monica Parter.
Super cute. She's like 2 feet tall. And yeah, she's cute as a button.
Lovely.
And for some reason, it's a big group scene, and I have to hold her like hostage. I have her hands behind her back, and the line, there's something, I keep having this repeated line that was just breaking everybody up, because I love to say, what happens when you do bad things now, Jason Biggs' character? And I say,
Tom Williamson?
What happens, Tom? And I say, you get detention. And I just keep saying it over and over again. And there were a lot of kids in the scene.
You get detention.
I just love to say it. I had a weird fetish for detention. And it was just hysterically funny.
Right.
And what happened? Everybody broke all the time.
Oh, no.
Every time. I'm like, and it almost became like,
annoying.
Kids, you don't quite understand. You're blowing my fucking takes.
Right.
I'm not, I'm not a fucking star here. I got a good thing going.
Let me get my bit out.
So did Mark Lafferty didn't say anything to the
that's the director.
Was that the director? Oh my gosh.
Well, he's also known for The Right Stuff, which just came out on Apple TV.
He loved me. I don't know why.
You should have been in The Right Stuff. You got a 60s thing too.
A lot of this podcast is about where it went wrong for me.
Don't blow it, Cage. Don't blow it, Cage. Just play the best shit you've ever fucking played. Don't blow it, Cage. Don't blow it, Cage. Just play the best shit you've ever fucking played. All right. Jack White invited us to party. He wanted us to kick out the jams. Red light, it's time for us to party. I'm hoping we can kick out
now,
the
Evan,
jams.
Would you be interested in filling
don't
in for me
cage.
On the
don't blow it, cage.
Oh, Evan Coconut. Evan Coconut.
I'm looking for a Brexit. I just got to be honest.
I don't understand where and why that would be needed, but I'm always
I needed a Brexit.
Kyle's turned on me.
Sure.
He's turned on me. It goes in waves. Like, he's really into it, and then he hates it and hates me, and then he's into it.
Kyle.
Well, hopefully that's part of the charm. Otherwise,
you are going to get legitimate creators, writers, musicians, celebrities.
But Kyle doesn't want guests. He doesn't want guests.
All right. Should we? I mean, that's a good question for Evan. Do you think we should have guests?
Of course.
Is it about, you're saying it, of course. And Kevin would say, of course, too. Kevin was convinced that we don't have enough sauce to carry it.
That's not true. I wanted I wanted another ingredient, a spice in the sauce.
I know. Well, you might be right. I'm not even saying you're wrong. As much as you think I'm a contrarian.
Well, you have to know what? I don't mind your contrarian nature, because that's what sparks interesting conversation. We're going to close on a song. Kyle.
Yeah, fuck it.
Did we do it? Did we do it? Did we do it? Or did we not? It went pretty good. I only got mad at Kevin long time. Sometimes you can't win them all.
You can't get them all.
Wait, you didn't get to the chorus.
Did we do it?
Yeah, I didn't get the chorus. That's what the best part was. That was a good finish.
Gentlemen, Evan, Chip Madness, again, we did it.
Thanks everybody for coming to
Did We Do It? Did We Do It? Kyle and Kevin gonna shoot the shit. It's the thing, did we do it? Kevin and Cage coming your way.
Good night, everybody.
Please like and subscribe. Please like and subscribe. It will really help me.